Yo, you get parkour, rock climbing, and surfing.
More.
Okay, hiking, camping, and date nights.
Even more.
Picnics, road trips, and suntans.
More.
The new Mercedes-Benz GLB, designed for those who want more. More space with 7 seats, more connectivity with MBUX, more room for life. A life of more possibilities awaits. Test drive the new Mercedes-Benz GLB today. This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Monday, the 5th of October. Mm. This is Audrey Raj. And as usual, with me for the rest of the week is the lovely
Frida Liu.
And on the show today, we are asking you, would you be on a corporate board? Would you consider being a corporate board member? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is how you can contact us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Also on the show, we're going to be talking about how more and more working mothers are considering stepping back because of COVID-19. And finally, at the end of the show, what to do about your frazzled employees? Because I think every business or corporation has had to deal with frazzled employees this year. But yeah, to get in touch with us about our main story, would you be on a corporate board? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. So, it's no easy task being on a member of the of a corporate board. It's normally seen as the capstone of someone's career. Like, you've made it if you're on the board of some company, right? But if you've never even been asked to be on a public company board seat, the chances are that you're probably not even on the shortlist of the top recruiters and the top companies. So you're not even on their radar. If you've not even been kind of like earmarked for this position,
right,
you're most probably not even on the radar.
Right. So, and this isn't a position that you can learn while on the job. It requires someone who's already prepared to take on the role. I just want to add in, like, a lead women. Anyway, they actually prepare you, women, to be ready for that position as well.
Right. And it's also important to understand why corporate board seats are so limited and why it's hard to find an opening sometimes. Mm. You know, for example, let's just take a Fortune 500 company. The average board size of a company like this would probably be about, what, 10 seats? Mm. So if you think a Fortune 500 company, 500 companies out there, and 10 seats per company, so that gives you about 5,000 spots, you know, to try and wrangle, you know, one of 5,000 spots. And given that one seat is usually reserved for the CEO of the company and another is most probably for an insider, you are, I guess, down to about 4,000 spots, in like the grand scheme of things.
Okay, and unless a company is in the process of swapping out an entire board, most of these seats are already filled, which means there are probably only around 500 to 1,000 seats that are potentially available in any year.
Yeah, so, you know, it's clear to see why this position requires the best of the best, you know, with only a few seats to choose from. This is not one of those, you know, if you dream about being on a corporate board, you're going to make it happen, it will happen kind of scenarios. We found an article in Fast Company that talks about, you know, if you aren't already getting calls and pings with some regular cadence, what you need to think about to make yourself a better candidate for board positions. So number one, Fast Company says, is you have to ask yourself, what is your unique secret sauce? You know, what is your USP? What makes you stand out amongst the crowd, right?
Okay. And next, what is your brand, right? How well known are you outside your company? A lot of people think they'll be good board members, but they wait to be discovered. Mm. Yeah, but that's not the recipe for obtaining a board seat.
Yeah, and what are these companies looking for that you can uniquely fill? Now, if you are a CFO, you have a much better chance because every company has to have an audit committee chair, right?
Right, and a lot of times, if you've been a good CEO, that's a plus because boards like to have other experienced CEOs in the room, right?
Yeah. Also, you know, it's never been a better time for women and diverse candidates to get hired on boards because more companies are investing in becoming more diverse and inclusive these days.
Right. Of course, hone your executive presence. Can you have conversations with people and hold their respect, right? There's a gravitas that comes with the role. Show that you are capable of that.
Mm. And also, another tip here is to hang out near watering holes. If If you're looking to join a late stage company, build relationship with VCs and offer to help them. You know, they are always looking for good board members with the companies they work with.
So come in early. Yeah. All right. So be careful which board you join, because even if you do a great job as a director, if the company doesn't do well, it will reflect on you.
Also, if like you're the last one in,
right.
you
could be the reason.
Also, know what you are getting into and why. And I think this is really important. People often consider joining a non-profit board or an advisory board as the first step. But the reality is those won't count towards your board experience, especially if you're looking for, you know, getting on a board of a big company.
Right. So if you really want this, commit to going from thinking about it to being intentional about it and set a goal. Perhaps it'll be something you plan to get done by Q1 of next year. So with that, you know, you take this from wonder and wish to action. You have to be intentional and about what you want to do in order to achieve it, and take those steps.
Right. So you know, we're going to go into a quick music break, but when we come back, we'll speak with Michelle Lim, the president and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia, you know, just to get an idea about how to get on a corporate board if you're keen on something like this, and what are like some of the big misconceptions about being on a board. You know, sometimes we hear stories, especially from like business owners, on how it can be a nightmare to deal with board members and things like that. But in the meantime, if you were asked, would you be on a corporate board? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is how you can contact us. On WhatsApp, at BFM Radio is our handle. On Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we speak with Michelle Lim. But for now, here's Rita and the TRS with Gone with the Wind Is My Love. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
That has to be my favorite. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, if asked, would you be on a corporate board? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's take a quick look at our poll on Twitter.
Right, Twitter, 62.9% says yes, 37.1% says no. I think we'll go through the comments later. Do you want to go through?
I'm looking at Instagram right now, and 59% say yes. Yes, and 41% say no. We'll reserve the comments for just a bit. But for now, we have Michelle Lim on the line, and she is the president and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia, or ICDM. Michelle, thanks for staying on the line. Now, you know, we've been talking about, you know, being on a board of a company. And, you know, if someone is keen on doing just that, what are some of the criteria that they should meet first?
I think it is first and foremost the real understanding of the role of a board and what it means to be a member of a board of directors that is important.
Right.
Now, firstly, there are, of course, various boards out there. There are private ones, public listed ones, NGOs, to name a few. Now, listed boards obviously have more requirements to fulfill, but the underlying principles are the same across the board, pun intended. Now, there are also differences in mindset between an executive and a non-executive or an independent director. So one needs to really take note of that. Mm-hmm. So moving from an executive to a non-executive or an independent director role is also a process itself. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone who aspires to be a director on a company board will need to understand, obviously, besides the core fiduciary duties, the role requires them to contribute. They also need to guide and advise and mentor the senior management team. Now, that's very important, and this will help steer the company towards, you know, its long-term sustainability and fulfilling its strategy. So I think, again, it's very important that knowing that the role of a board or a board position is not a retirement reward for years of good service, but it is a very active, highly scrutinized role with a high level of accountability. So as long as, you know, people realize that and appreciate that, that's a good start. Now, as an effective board member, one obviously needs to be competent, if not specialized. Obviously, the very obvious areas are risk, finance, legal, marketing and communications. Mm-hmm. Now, currently as well, there's a lot of focus on technology, digitalization, entrepreneurship, people development as well, to name a few. Now, these are obviously skill sets that board members can bring to the board, especially new board members as well, right? But It is very important as well, besides being highly competent in your particular role and area, that you are actually contributing to the board as a whole. And that, again, is the next most important step. So it's not just what you bring to the board table, but also ensuring your collective, you know, contribution, the collective responsibility of the board as a whole. But again, being a competent board member requires some level of preparation. And again, at ICDM, we have what we call a director development pathway. This is, again, for individuals at various levels of their board leadership career. We have a series of programs specifically developed to target, you know, different levels of maturity of a directorship. So if, whether you're aspiring, mid-experience or highly experienced, we have a series of programs to target all of this. And this, again, is to help with the necessary competencies and the technical know-how that's required. And this is regardless of company size, regardless of industry, regardless of, you know, the type of board, as I mentioned earlier.
Right, so what's the biggest misconception about being on a board, though? You know, probably because of media and TV shows like Succession.
Right.
Now, I would have to say that, again, it is what I touched on earlier. It is that being on a board is not a glamorous retirement role. It is not one which, you know, where very little effort is required on the part of the board member other than to attend the occasional meetings. And this has also happened because, you know, perceptions are changing. There's a growing awareness of the need of, you know, boards and directors to step up to the role and to step up the game as regulations have been amended to increase their accountability. Mm. So everyone, you know, who sits on the board is accountable for their decisions, they're accountable for their behavior, and more importantly, for the performance of their companies and their employees. So again, you know, it is not a reward for retirement in that sense. Now, how, you know, do we change this misconception? It is important that individuals that sit on boards now are prepared. So readiness is very important. Agility, being able to pivot in circumstances, is very, very important. And to be able to respond immediately to issues and crisis. And at the end of the day, continuous education is very key, you know, to any board member, whether you're an aspiring board member, you know, a mid-level board member, to a very experienced or senior board member. Continuous education is key. The role on the board is very different from that of management or being an employee. Mm. You know, the board member is meant to give perspectives, you know, to ensure a healthy board management relationship, for one. They're meant to advise and guide the senior management team of the company. And what this means is that, you know, a board member not only needs to know their role well enough and what they can bring to the board, but they also need to understand, you know, the industry they are in, the company they are in, the actual issues that are being faced by that particular company, the regulatory environment, industry trends, international trends even, economics, financial matters, I mean, all this to name a few. Now, all this is meant to ensure that board members are able to contribute meaningfully, and that is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Right, Michelle, if someone hasn't been asked or shortlisted to be on the board, what can they do to change that or be recognized for the seat?
Networking is very, very important. Networking matters, you know, in all aspects. You know, when we progress in our careers, you know, we build our professional network, which is key to connecting with the right people to help us get our jobs done, by helping address challenges or even to support our businesses and ventures. You know, the role of the board is no different. Networking is very, very important, especially for up-and-coming and aspiring directors. Now, this requires, you know, these individuals who aspire to board roles to have a place, a professional network who can recommend them to boards or promote them in that business or venture. So I will then, you know, come to the role of ICDM in this area. Mm. Now, ICDM is the National Institute of Directors for Malaysia. It has a very crucial role to play. As the directors platform, we have, you know, developed a professional network and framework for development. And this allows aspiring and new directors specifically to develop board skills, access a diverse network of directors across different companies, different industries, even different countries.
Right.
Now, this network provides, you know, these up-and-coming board individuals with immediate access to a platform where you can then connect and profile yourself with the right people, and this is very, very important.
Mm.
Now, if I can mention, we also at ICDM have a competency-based directors registry from which clients or corporates then approach us to source for candidates on their boards. Now, because it's competency-based, we then have director talent with specific skill sets, specific experience or background in this registry. Now, this director's registry is then very, very crucial, as it is the source which helps promote experience as well as board-ready aspiring director talents.
Mm.
Onto corporate boards when corporates and clients approach us for board positions. Now, this is important to mention because this process then allows boards to independently tap on new and upcoming talents, which may not have been possible just by word of mouth, which is the traditional method. So again, this opens up doors. It's a win-win situation for both corporates as well as individual board candidates. This board registry also helps promote more diversity into the director pool out there because we then increase, you know, the average age, we increase skill sets, we increase, you know, the gender mix, all that goes to contribute to more diverse and better boards at the end of the day.
Mm.
Now, one thing I will mention as well that ICDM also conducts board evaluations, independent board evaluations. And this, again, helps to determine the right composition on a board and the areas for improvement or the weaknesses, as we conduct board evaluations. Now, again, all these help to ensure that boards have in place the right talent and the right competencies in order to see them through their strategies and their mid to long-term plans.
Mm.
Right. Finally, how does one navigate the steep learning curve once they have a seat on the board?
Hmm.
Again, it's back down to equipping yourself with the basic knowledge and tools on what it means to be a board member. And this, again, is a start in terms of equipping oneself with the relevant knowledge and tools. We have a framework in place to help directors chart their progress and determine areas in which they will need to step up in terms of their competency levels. ICDM also has, you know, programs, both public programs as well as, you know, customized bespoke programs, both, you know, in the virtual space as well as the physical space. Now, these programs cover various topics and various competencies from your basic core fiduciary skills to the more trending topics. You know, for example, crisis management, etc. Now, these programs will help aspiring directors, as well as the more seasoned directors, to keep themselves abreast of the latest and the most relevant knowledge and skills. Now, again, this is meant to ensure that all board members remain up to date. And this is very, very important, as we all know it in the current world, which changes, you know, by the day. So again, it's very, very important. Continuous education for any director is very, very important. And education is not just on your technical side, it also covers your soft skills and also, you know, allows directors to network and engage with each other, you know, and compare notes. And again, this is not just within the country. We are also opening up into ASEAN, and that's, you know, up. The next thing that we're focusing on. So this will again allow directors to connect on a more regional basis, which would be very good within ASEAN as well as to be able to offer, you know, skill sets to the rest of the world.
Right. Thank you for that, Michelle. That was Michelle Lim, President and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia, or ICDM. Now, Frida, you know, during the break, actually, we were talking about like how long you can be on a board.
So there I am quickly checking my friend, Dr. Marcella Lucas from Lead Women. So what happens in PLC, and most of you should know this, is a maximum of 9 years that you can be on if you're in a public listed company, the board director should only stay for 9 years. Because it's true, right? Anything more than... I think it's a bit long already because you lose your independence after 9 years. Your best buddies after 9 years. But that's the current ruling in the moment. So if you're on the lookout for this and there are industries or companies that you would like to join, go and check out the board members. Let's see who's expiring soon, quote unquote, you know? And then, you know... I'm not going to say worm your way, you know, work your way towards trying to get a position on the board there.
Right. And we also have some messages that have come in on WhatsApp.
Okay. Do we want? Yeah. Okay. So we've got this gentleman here, Lok Kok Yen. He says, definitely great pay with little work. Get invited to parties. I have 5 to 6 different friends who are on who are board members in both public and private companies, and they're on WhatsApp all the time. So, okay, maybe those are your friends. You know, I don't know. There are no parties to go to nowadays anyway. So this is from Jason. Yes, I would. Unfortunately, being a board member is more about who you know, the heck he feels. Even independent board members are not really independent. Previous board experience shouldn't be a prerequisite. A study in 2013 shows that the average age of Malaysian board members is 58. Why?
Wow.
So yeah, we got to change that. We got to change the number of women, you know, diversity, getting women on board as well. And of course, one here from Ro. They're called board meetings because that's how you feel. Okay, no, seriously, it's hard, tedious and work, and you do feel the pressure of accountability. Of course, if you take your work, and you should, there is a lot of accountability being on board. Right?
Yes, indeed. We'll come back to more messages that we've received on Twitter and on Instagram. But if you'd like to get in touch with us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 at BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We are, of course, asking you, would you be on a corporate board? Why or why not? And for those who haven't been asked or haven't been recognized for a seat on the board, this next one's for you. This is Human League with Don't You Want Me. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.